Christians are being asked to take action this Christmas. Bible distribution to an unreached people group is on hold. And can an animal change someone's life in Asia? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. How often do you just pray and forget about giving or going? Well, all three of these should go together. Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders is asking believers to pray, give, and go. She explains that persecuted Christians around Christmas time don't ask for material things first.
There's a lot of persecution, a lot of suffering, and so they ask for prayer for themselves and for their families. And then the second thing that they typically ask for is for Bibles, that they don't have access to Bibles, and they ask for the Word of God.
Giving helps raise funds to save lives spiritually and physically. Romaine continues,
there's women that are trapped in sex slavery. We're trying to build safe houses for. They can help sponsor those women and get them education and training so that they can be rehabilitated.
And lastly, there's a strong push for American believers to go and help. Romaine says that Americans can get away with carrying Bibles over the borders. Others are less fortunate. Pray for the people that are praying, giving, and going. Pray Christ will be made known through the actions of believers around the world. Get the full story at our website. Next, a people group which is 99% Muslim is hearing about Christ for the very first time. World Mission is making the Munyoyaya peoples, which number about 25,000, a priority for the Treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible. But there's a problem. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
The feedback we've gotten is two things. First, they've said, these are wonderful, these are amazing, the people really enjoy them. The second thing they're telling us is that we can't distribute them anymore.
If they love it, why can't they? Kelly says,
there's so few Christians there that the voice of the recorder is recognizable. And the more these are distributed, the more likelihood that he will be killed.
Kelly says World Mission is making some adjustments.
What World Mission has done is they've reconfigured that voice so that it's not identifiable anymore, and we will begin distributing them again next month.
$40 provides a treasure in the Munyoyaya language in northern Kenya. Support them through a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. When you hear the word critter, most people automatically think of a bug. But the critters Gospel for Asia is talking about are the furry ones for their critter campaign. It's an annual Christmas season program of giving gifts of livestock to impoverished families in South Asia. Bibles are given with the livestock. Families will know Christ as well as having their daily needs met. This is running through the end of the year. Get connected at our website to help make an impact. Meanwhile, growing up as an adopted child can be difficult. 19-year-old Keisha says she struggled with her identity.
At times, it was kind of hard wondering like where you came from and things like that. I don't know anyone who is like me or who shares my blood.
One day, Keisha found herself on the other side of the coin. Not knowing her birth family led Keisha to choose a different path for her daughter. With the help of adoption associates, Keisha set up an open adoption so her and her daughter could still have a relationship.
I felt completely comfortable just picking up my phone and calling my caseworker and just talking about it. She was always, always there.
You can read the full story at missionnetworknews.org. Pray more birth moms discover that God is the only true comforter and Prince of Peace.
I was completely convinced that, I was going to go and get my daughter back that day. And then he just kind of showed me that she was where she needed to be.
And the worst of Typhoon Haiyan has not gotten the best of believers in the village of Palo. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, dispatched teams down to the hardest hit areas. Clearing debris, they used resources to start rebuilding churches. Some villages were able to hold their Christmas service at their newly rebuilt church. Pray other believers won't lose hope in the ruins. Get connected online at our website to make a difference. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now receive our new daily e-blast at missionnetworknews.org absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to our new website to sign up. It's under the news section at missionnetworknews.org. That's the news section at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.